Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, visiting with us on the program, we have Alex Falatovich, a senior cybersecurity threat analyst at Identity Digital. Identity Digital manages the world's largest and most relevant portfolio of new top-level domains, offering entrepreneurs and organizations new ways to promote and enhance their true digital identities. And Mr. Falatovich, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
And certainly my pleasure. Looking forward to hearing from you today in all regards. So for starters, as we know, cyber attacks are always on the rise, unfortunately. Can you comment on that as we kick things off today?
Certainly. So we've seen an increase in cyber attacks, started roughly around the start of the pandemic as companies and individuals moved more and more of their daily lives and operations remotely and virtually. Something to highlight that, to show that it's continuing, is Akamai reported almost 79 million new malicious domains in the first half of 2022. So we'll see what they report on in the second half, likely early next year. Additionally, the Anti-Phishing Working Group observed 1.1 million total phishing attacks in Q3 of 2022, which was their worst quarter since the late 2000s when they started producing that report. So even though the pandemic has started to wane a bit and return to a little bit more normalcy, we're still seeing cyber criminals continue with these increased levels of attacks.
Everyone knows that the cyber attackers are out there, but it certainly is alarming to discuss this and really do appreciate what you do and looking forward to hearing more now. Can you describe how malicious websites present a problem?
Sure. So there's generally two types of malicious sites that we see. So there's compromised cases where it's a legitimate site engaged in activity because it's been exploited by a criminal in some way. What is really an issue for companies and end users are malicious domains. And so malicious domains are domains that are registered by the criminals solely for the purpose of targeting either your employees or your customer base. They usually have identical or partial matches in the domain name to your domain. They're used in things like business email compromise attacks, which has cost over $40 billion since 2016. They're also used in homographic phishing attacks, which is where the malicious domain uses confusingly similar characters. So good examples of that would be there may be a Cyrillic or a Greek A in the place of where a Latin A would be. Or there may be vowels that have accent marks or umlauts over them. And this can be particularly challenging because some browsers and email clients don't display that this is different. It's hard to see the character change. And on mobile devices in particular, it can be hard to know, is that a different character or is that just a bit of dirt on my screen? Malicious domains can lead to data breaches if they're targeting your employees, or reputational harm and a lack of trust if your customers are targeted by those phishing lures.
Yeah, for sure on that. And the next question I would have would be, what steps can people take to protect their online digital identity? We'd love to hear some feedback on that.
Sure. So a couple points I want to highlight, and starting with when you're looking to do business and work with companies or pick vendors, you want to look at security-minded providers. So ones that either offer anti-phishing technology, or they should offer multi-factor authentication for any accounts that you create with them. Are they following proper patching and management of vulnerabilities? Do they have certifications, ISO or similar, that they're following? You don't want to have your vendors or the groups you're working with add to your risk. For organizations that are starting to launch domains or startups, you want to pick domains that and be consistent about the domain. So if I owned a pub and I registered alex's.pub, I want to make sure that users know that that's where they're going for my business. So I may add subdomains, members.alexes.pub if I have a customer club. What I don't want to do is create additional domains that they go to alexes.pub for my main site, and then they go to alexesmembers.pub for login and inside the club membership. Because what that does is it adds confusion and actually increases the ability for criminals to target your users because they're not sure what your legitimate domain is. Another thing that a lot of companies overlook is you want to control your social media presence and fill all the gaps. So verify your accounts on social media and even on platforms that you're not really going to use as part of your marketing and customer relations, create accounts. Because the FTC saw almost $750 million in social media in losses to social media scams in 2021. Because criminals look to see where do companies not have accounts, and then they create those fake accounts and scam the users. And lastly, multi-factor authentication. I mentioned it earlier, but it should be on all of your accounts. And if you're offering services to customers, offer some form of multi-factor authentication to those end users to protect them.
Certainly a lot of fantastic information to be of big help, and also a truckload of takeaways already today. We're joined by Mr. Alex Falatovich, Senior Cybersecurity Threat Analyst at Identity Digital here on Enterprise Radio, part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Alex, why would someone choose an Identity Digital descriptive domain?
Certainly. So little just level set in case you, any listeners aren't familiar with. Descriptive domains is when you have meaningful keywords on both sides of the dot, so to the left and right of it. And the reason that that is important and useful, especially for somebody choosing a domain for the first time, is it lets you pick relevant, memorable keywords that also help with your search engine optimization. And it lets you pick those and really be clear to your customers of what you do. You can more concisely say, this is my business or my organization, and it's memorable. Why Identity Digital? We offer close to 275 top-level domains, so you can really pick and choose what fits best and what's most nuanced for your company, your organization. One other thing that is really nice, and it leads back to some of the suggestions I made earlier, is Identity Digital domains come with anti-phishing protection, specifically looking to protect against homographic phishing attacks. So that is one area that the organization won't have to worry about. Am I registering a domain and I'm going to have to deal with at least that particular style of cyber attack against my identity and my brand? And that is free for the life of the domain. There's nothing extra you have to do. It's simply part of the service that we offer to help secure your digital identity.
And good stuff right there. It makes total sense for sure. Now, do you also have any advice on how people and companies can see if they're part of a data breach? Give us some advice in those regards.
And that's certainly true. So what I'm going to talk about is how to do that. And there are certainly, this is not the only mechanism of doing it. There are a lot of different levels. But for companies that are trying to start just getting their head around it, a couple low cost, low friction options for getting that set up. The first that I like to suggest to people is set up Google Alerts. A lot of people aren't familiar with them. Google Alerts are free. You can set them up for about your brand, about your company. If your executive team is comfortable with it, set them up about your executives. And what this will provide you is with regular updates of who's talking about the brand. And this is good for seeing, is there a suspected data breach? Are people talking about, hey, I think my account got compromised, or is there a problem with this organization? And you can get that open source intelligence for free at a frequency that you can define. There's some configurable options there. another way, and if you're looking to take it up with a little bit more active monitoring, is there are services out there such as Have I Been Pwned or Dehashed that offer the ability to set up monitoring on a domain or the emails associated with that domain to see whether accounts related to that are appearing in data breaches or have shown up in data dumps of credentials on post sites and different places. So this is a different route than just suggesting get security monitoring internally. This allows you to monitor the ecosystem and see if maybe you need to launch some incident response procedures.
Alex, we certainly appreciate all you do in the space on behalf of Identity Digital. And of course, we're certainly appreciative of someone like yourself and your company in place to help us with this. Unfortunately, there is a need for this, but we certainly are grateful that you can serve us in this way. Before you go in conclusion, is there any closing thoughts, a final word, or anything else you'd like to add as we do conclude today?
Sure. Just want to leave listeners with the reminder that your website and your domain are really your brand, your online identity, the gateway to which you're going to encounter your customers and your customers are going to encounter you online. So do all that you can to educate your team, make sure that they're aware of malicious domains, homographic phishing lures. And you also want to, for the users, educate them, provide them the opportunity to use multi-factor authentication, and just generally spread those cybersecurity best practices, because it minimizes your vulnerability and risk to an attack as well.
Mr. Filatovich, really appreciate those concluding remarks, and again, for joining us here today. The big question is, where can listeners get more information on Identity Digital, and how can they also be in touch accordingly?
Just like the name suggests, identity.digital. You can come take a look at our site. Our contact information's there, and we're happy to assist.
Listeners, once again, it is identity.digital, and of course, we'll leave those links and other links within the show notes of this broadcast. As always, Mr. Filatovich, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks a lot, Eric, for having me. Been a pleasure.
And you're certainly more than welcome anytime. Again, we've been speaking with Alex Filatovich, Senior Cybersecurity Threat Analyst at Identity Digital, that manages the world's largest and most relevant portfolio of new top-level domains, offering entrepreneurs and organizations new ways to promote and enhance their true digital identities. And for all the details, once again, visit identity.digital. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.